What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 943. In this episode, I'll discuss the risk factors associated with the development of venous thromboembolism in ICU patients. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode943. A recent review and systematic analysis published in Critical Care Medicine evaluated 39 observational cohort studies involving over 700,000 patients to identify what risk factors were associated with the development of VTE in critically ill patients. There were 5 patient-specific factors and 5 ICU-specific factors that were found to be associated with an increased odds of development of VTE. The 5 patient-specific risk factors were, number 1, older age, with a 1.15 odds ratio for every decade. Number 2, obesity, with a 1.25 odds ratio. Number 3, active malignancy, with a 1.7 odds ratio. Number 4, history of VTE, with a 4.77 odds ratio. And number 5, history of recent surgery, with a 1.77 odds ratio. And the 5 ICU-specific risk factors were number 1, sepsis, with a 1.41 odds ratio. Number 2, lack of pharmacologic VTE prophylaxis, with a 1.8 odds ratio. Number 3, central venous catheter, with a 2.93 odds ratio. Number 4, invasive mechanical ventilation, with a 1.74 odds ratio. And number 5, use of vasoactive medication with a 1.86 odds ratio. Each of these risk factors was judged to be associated with a high or moderate certainty of increased odds of VTE development. This study can be used to develop a VTE risk stratification tool for ICU patients, but it also identifies some potentially modifiable risk factors that a pharmacist may be able to address. The most obvious of these is lack of pharmacologic VTE prophylaxis. Presuming that some patients who lack pharmacologic VTE prophylaxis do so because of an oversight rather than a contraindication, an ICU pharmacist can eliminate this risk factor by recommending prophylaxis in appropriate patients. Likewise, efforts to reduce the duration of mechanical ventilation, perhaps by sedation guidelines, vasopressors, and central venous catheters may be indirectly modifiable by pharmacist intervention. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.